Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. I can perfectly remember back to my first day at university in Germany, where the teacher asked us, who of you wants to start their own company? And out of a room of a lot of people, there was only one person and myself who put up the hand. So I immediately realized that there is a different thinking when it comes to founding your own company, especially if I compare it to my home country, Ecuador, where that's something like everyone aspires to do. So I already found that interesting. But as I, you know, moved along my career, and when I was starting the founding process, I realized that, okay, actually, there are some people very interested in that. Of course, not as many as in other countries as, for example, the US, but I felt there was a little boom in the startup scene. However, I just came across this news that there was a decline of around 80% of companies being founded in the last year, so to say. So I felt that very sad on the one hand. Also, because I think like working in a startup is such an interesting career choice for a lot of people. So what I was thinking about, why could this decline be happening? What can startups maybe do? And then also, does it make sense for you to look for jobs in the startup here in Germany? So a lot of questions, I know, Luca, but you can choose where we should start.
Yeah. I think it's a very interesting statistic that you found. Personally, I can speculate what the reasons might be. Probably it's going to come down to a combination of factors. I think one is just German bureaucracy. It's not at all friendly to founding a startup. It basically starts with incorporating, like it takes for months. If you are lucky, I even read some reports where they're waiting for 6 months to get this number, which is essential to do anything else, like in the worst cases. I think we were pretty lucky. We got it in like 4 to 6 weeks, which I think is average. But compare this to like other countries where you can just do it online in one day. We're like, okay, that's not even remotely close, right? And it does not stop their taxes and stuff. Like everyone is afraid. Because I think after 4 years of being incorporated, you have this mandatory examination, basically, by the tax authorities for everything that's going on. Yeah, everyone is afraid of that. So just, as you said, the culture, but also like the bureaucracy, I think, in general, provide a very startup unfriendly atmosphere in Germany. Plus, with the current economic situation where capital is now super expensive, right? I think this is where this number is so big, the decline is so big because you had better conditions in the past, money was readily available. Now money is drying up, it's becoming expensive to borrow money from the banks or get it somewhere. So of course there's less capital going around. So yeah, this is my guess as to what it comes down to. But what do you think, what the reasons behind this number are?
No, I agree, like fully agree with that. I would just add that also the potential funding opportunities for startups is rather low compared to other very advanced countries. So, of course, for example, in Ecuador, there's also not much support if you're founding, you're just founding. But I compare that to other stories that I've heard, for example, in France, where if you start a company, you will get like, you know, this in Germany, Arbeitslosengeld, where you still will receive like 60 to 80% of your last salary for 2 years while you build up your company. And I found that like amazing because the first years of founding, I know that we were like on the financial part, like really counting every cent, you know, like how am I going to make it till the end of the year? How much money do I need to save, et cetera, et cetera. And then in other countries, you have so much support already, which makes it much more easy and also ensures so much more success for your company because certain, you know, risks or stress factors are taken away through the governmental support. So I felt that was also something that Germany could do a little bit better. And also because of the cultural aspect, I feel for international founders, there's not enough like attractiveness to start in Germany. And I feel here Germany should push it more because if, you know, the mentality of a lot of internationals is to found companies, then that's also a place where Germany should be making the process easier for internationals to found also here. Like I know from international founders that they have huge problems calling the Finanzamt, you know, the whole finance, how do you call that in English? I don't know the word right now, but you know, the finance administration, they don't talk English sometimes, you know, and that are important things that you need to clarify. So it does make life very, very difficult. Now, that being said, not all is bad, of course. And I think, for example, during Corona, there was an amazing thing going on where if you were a startup or a freelancer, you received like governmental money like right away. It was like a very unbureaucratic process. It leads to some problems later on, but let's not talk about that. The positive thing was you received money like 3,000 euros very, very fast. So there are many positive things also. I don't want to say everything of that is bad, but I still want to say that there are a lot of interesting startups in Germany. And I do think that you should look into startups. From the talent perspective, this is my second choice of topic that we will now continue with, Luca. Does it make sense to work in a startup? What would you say are the key benefits? What are the risks maybe to work in a startup here in Germany?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so from the talent perspective, it really comes down to, I think, your personality. So what's your work preference? Do you need a really stable employer who you know, hey, every day I can come and do my job and be fine and go home? And you really maybe focus on your private life, on your family, then maybe startup environment is not right for you. But if you are someone who wants to see a lot of different things, who is really excited about maybe some technological advancement, who wants to contribute to something that really has potential to grow, gets bored easily, then I think joining a startup could be an amazing opportunity for you, because just by the nature of the business, you will see so many different things. You will probably learn a lot, because in a startup, you don't have as specialized roles yet, right? Everyone is contributing to something. So it can really be fun. It can really be exciting. So if that's something you value, then I can highly recommend it. It's also something maybe more for the risk takers, because usually, and this is maybe also a recommendation for startups what to do, but usually maybe the base salary will be a little bit lower than in a big corporate company. However, if the startup is willing to give you some equity or some bonuses based on the performance of the company, then you also have a higher reward. Yeah, so that sometimes it's just a little bit different way of working, but can be very exciting.
Yes, like you summarized it perfectly. I almost have nothing to add, just two more things. The first one would be more like an advice. So I always say, like, go for a startup. You're going to learn as much as you can within a very limited amount of time, because it's going to be really, really fun, but also a lot of work. And that is why you should choose a topic, like the startup should work within an industry or for something that you truly believe in. So this is very important, because if not, you're just, you know, being like overworked for a topic that you don't even like. That for me doesn't make sense. Of course, it's always up to you, but I would recommend choose a startup that is within an industry or a sector that really, really, really motivates you. That being said, I think another cool thing about startups here in Germany is that many are open to international. So they are more flexible. They are also more flexible when it comes to remote work. So that are also very interesting, like career choices for people who are just starting a career here in Germany, because you get direct exposure, you get, you know, more responsibilities, and you have easier access to the job market. So looking into startups is something that I would highly, highly recommend as well. Like not only looking into the corporate world or the very well-known companies.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a different career path, and I think a lot of people are not considering it, especially Germans, because we're always so high on security, right? Again, speaking back to the culture and that you were the only or one of the only students raising your hand when the professor asked the question who is interested in starting their own company. But yeah, it can definitely be a very rewarding and interesting a career path.
Yeah. And now from the other perspective, which is the startup perspective, I mean, we know it because we do work also with a lot of startups, but there is always the question, like, how can you attract talents? Because many times it's not like the salary that can help you like attract those amazing talents. So I would say that very importantly, you do want people that are very motivated for the topic, as mentioned previously with my advice. So what I would recommend is create a strong employer brand around the topic. So you attract people who are very passionate about that same topic, about solving that same problem, because then you should like join the communities that talk about those topics. You should be attending events and just everywhere where you can find people passionate about that specific thing, so that it also makes it easier to get known in that area. For example, one of the companies we work with, they program in this language that is called Elixir, right? And it is a small community of programmers that this person can access to hire, but the company is already very well known within the Elixir. He participated in podcasts, he attends a lot of events, and that's why talents are already attracted to that employer. So it does make sense that you build a name within that specific industry. That's one way. It does, of course, also imply that you need to put in a lot of work. Another way would be to do a lot of active sourcing, which you can do on your own or work with recruiting agencies. So we also work with a lot of startups. And if you are interested in learning a little bit more, feel free to reach out. Like, we are very, very happy to discuss, you know, steps and potential ways that we can collaborate.
Yeah, that's something I just wanted to add. So I think the active outreach and writing to candidates about your role, I think for startups, this is really the way to go, right? Because you usually don't have this employer brand that was built for years, or all these awards, or all these participation in top 10 list of the best employers in Germany, like the big corporates can do. So really what this active outreach to candidates allows you, so let's say we take LinkedIn as a channel, you can go through candidates' work history one by one, and you can see, hey, who has already maybe worked in a startup environment in the past? Yeah? So that's someone who's going to be open to that. Or you can see someone who maybe switches locations a lot. You can say that's maybe someone who's a little bit flexible, who's not tied down to one location in their family. Maybe they are a better candidate to approach. Yeah? So I think especially for startup, active outreach can be super, super valuable.
So I think now it is time for a summary. And Luca, it's your turn.
So as a summary for today's episode, the startup landscape in Germany, Laura brought us some interesting numbers that the rate of new startups being founded is going down, and we believe this is true to not so startup friendly bureaucracy in Germany on the one hand, but also capital drying up around the world, and especially Germans are very security based, they're very security focused, and yeah, this also means that if you discuss who should join a startup, for whom is this the right decision to build your career in a startup, and on the other hand, what should startups be looking for in candidates, I believe the best fit is always someone who maybe gets bored easily, who wants to see new things, who has really interest in a new technology, a certain space that the startup is working in, and they want to be part of something bigger. Yeah, and that's kind of like probably the right match of personality profile in a startup atmosphere, which is really, really important that the personality match is there, maybe even more important than in other companies. So if you are a startup founder, what can you do? We believe really that active outreach is the way to go. So you can look in platforms like LinkedIn, but also other platforms for fitting candidates with a history working in startups, maybe, or someone even who changes workplaces a lot in the sense of the location. Yeah, they are not afraid of moving around. So these can be indicators of someone who might fit well with your team. So active outreach instead of just posting your jobs online is the way to go. If you need some help with that, please reach out to us. You can reach us at team@caribi.de, and we're happy to provide a free consultation to startups and discuss whom to best target for your roles, how to best hire for your open roles, so that you can grow and build a successful company.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're super happy to have you here. And if you are a company who's looking for talents to expand their team, make sure to check out our services at careerbee.de, because there we explain how we help you find top talents much faster. And on the other side, if you're a talent who's currently looking for a job here in Germany, then make sure to also check out our website under careerbee.de/talents, because there you'll discover more about our brand new masterclass, where we really guide you step by step on how to find that dream job of yours. But in either case, you can also just send us a direct email to team@careerbee.de, because we're also super happy to address all your questions directly there. Wishing you a wonderful day.